In the day's other headlines, police in Hollywood, Florida searched for three suspects after a Memorial Day shooting at a beach wounded at least 9 people, including a 1-year-old. Video showed crowds fleeing when a gunfight erupted. Officials said today that what happened was beyond reckless.
It's something that's certainly not ordinary to be carrying a weapon here on Hollywood Beach. When you do something like this in broad daylight with CCTV cameras up and down our boardwalk, you will be identified and you will be caught and brought to justice.
So far, 2 suspects are in custody. 6 of the wounded remain hospitalized tonight. A federal trial began today in Pittsburgh in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. In an opening statement, a defense lawyer admitted her client is guilty. Robert Bowers is accused of opening fire at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, killing 11 worshipers. The defense is expected to focus on trying to prevent a death sentence. 5 people are still unaccounted for after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed on Sunday. Officials say 2 people could be buried in the rubble. Last night, video showed a woman being rescued more than 24 hours after the 6-story building crumbled. It prompted calls to delay demolition, but officials warned that waiting is risky, too.
It's the opinion of the structural engineer that any additional search operations in the area of that pile of debris should be avoided due to potential collapse. We are currently evaluating the risk assessment of where we can go back into that building to do this other search.
It's not clear what caused the collapse, but the building was 116 years old and residents had complained of problems going unaddressed. In eastern Canada, an estimated 16,000 people are under evacuation orders as wildfires rage near Halifax in Nova Scotia. Strong winds have driven flames through dry timber and burned some 200 homes and other buildings. Today, fire officials said there's still too much fuel for the fires.
That's why it is so important that that folks respect these evacuation zones and stay out. We're not asking them to stay away from their homes because that's what we want to do. We're asking them to stay away from their homes because it's the safest thing for them to do.
The evacuation zone is just a 30-minute drive from downtown Halifax. A federal appeals court in New York has cleared the way for Purdue Pharma's opioid settlement. Today's ruling protects the owners, the Sackler family, from civil lawsuits. They already agreed to contribute up to $6 billion to the settlement. The U.S. Justice Department still objects and could appeal to the Supreme Court. And on Wall Street, stocks were mixed as investors waited to see if Congress approves the debt limit deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 50 points to close at 33,042. The NASDAQ rose 41 points. The S&P 500 was barely changed. Still to come on the NewsHour, how Rosalind Carter's dementia diagnosis mirrors the struggles of many other Americans. U.S. colleges divided over whether to end legacy admissions. And a blend of science and art helps improve patients' neurological health.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.